Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Straight from the 48 Hours playbook, Crow and Gosling aren't Nolte and Murphy, but the nice guys are still good. I mean,
on June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Pop Star, Never Stopping, rated R.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. A new study published in the journal Veterinary Medicine and Science finds that neutering or spaying German Shepherds before they are 1 year of age will triple their risk of one or more joint disorders, especially for cranial cruciate ligament or CCL tears. The study was done at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine, very highly respected school. The lead researchers said they found simply delaying the spay-neuter until a dog is 1 year old can greatly reduce the chance of a joint disorder later in their life. Another study 2 years ago, by the way, revealed a 4 times greater increase for joint disease is also true for golden retrievers who are spayed or neutered before being one, and a 2 times increase, the same thing for labs. Now, that's because neutering removes hormones, which play key roles in important body processes like closing of bone growth plates. Now, there are, of course, trade-offs, as in, you know, almost everything. The study found mammary cancer was diagnosed in 4% of intact females compared with less than 1% of females who were neutered before 1 year of age. And on the subject of urinary incontinence, common in older dogs, of course, it was not diagnosed in intact females, but 7% of females neutered before 1 year of age did have it later in life. Dog owners in the U.S., of course, you know, typically choose to spay or neuter their dogs before they're 6 months old, in large part to prevent pet overpopulation or, you know, hoping to avoid unwanted behaviors. Animal activists in China recently rescued 200 dogs that would have been killed for the annual Yulin Meat Festival, which again is going to be held this year June 21st. Now, despite worldwide outrage, global social media coverage, and 100,000 Chinese citizens who are protesting the event inside the country, the festival is going to be held again this year. But because of the sustained pressure the world has put on China for this, the number of animals killed for the event has dropped about 80%, they say, and that's according to Animal Asia. The people of Yulin have celebrated the summer solstice with the so-called dog meat festival since the 1990s. A visiting medical student at an Oregon animal hospital found a tick behind a dog's ear. You know, you think that's no big deal, but this happened right before she and a veterinarian were getting ready to put a dog to sleep over his ailing health and paralysis. The owners of little 10-year-old Ollie the Sheltie noticed that he was lethargic and not getting around well at all after a hiking trip in Oregon. So they took him to their regular vet for tests, but they couldn't figure out what was wrong. A vet student said she thought it was kind of odd that Ollie still had, you know, this sparkle in his eyes, even though he couldn't move. His expressions were lively and he was responsive, even though he was completely paralyzed, unable to eat or even go to the bathroom. So they were getting ready to euthanize Ollie, and the student was comforting him. And while she was petting him, she felt this kind of strange little lump behind his ear that turned out to be a tick. So thank heavens somebody looked. This tick was very bloated, and they said there was a lot of tick fecal matter around it, so it had obviously been there for a while. The vet said that was when he figured out Ollie's sickness was a very rare condition called tick paralysis. The saliva, which is secreted by the tick, then got into Ollie's system because it was there over a prolonged period of time and affected his neurological system and caused that paralysis. Hospital staff removed the tick. They shaved most of Ollie's body then to make sure that there were no other ticks that were hiding in his fur. And about 10 hours later, 10-year-old Ollie was back at home, roaming around the house and waiting to be let outside the door to go potty.
Wow, that's an incredible story. Yeah.
From a tick.
Yes.
Wow.
Have you ever seen tick paralysis before in your practice?
You know, I personally have never seen it, and it is a pretty uncommon condition. But we know it happens in dogs, it happens in people, in cattle and sheep as well. So it's something to think about if we have a pet that's all of a sudden kind of down and not using their back legs, especially if they've been around ticks in the last 5 to 7 days.
It's kind of interesting that they didn't realize it.
It was a week for him.
Was it a week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a week earlier to the day that they had him at the vet that they were going to put him down. He had been out on a hiking trip. And he was even wearing a flea and tick collar, those gross rubber things that you put around their necks.
Oh, come on now, Lori.
Do you really think he those all work all the time?
It doesn't matter. I don't know. I've actually seen humans wear them on their ankles in the woods. But, you know how we feel about those chemicals.
Well, in the, what I think is so interesting is that, you know, not all ticks do this, but certain ones will produce a neurotoxin that causes this type of effect. And it basically causes a paralysis in the back end, and it works all the way up to the front, and it'll shut down the breathing centers, and they can't breathe. So it's really an extreme condition. But if your dog has ticks and something like this comes up, then certainly, by all means, the ticks need to come off immediately. And it's just a miraculous response. Once they come off, the animal, usually within just a matter of a couple hours, is already doing dramatically better.
You know, once I was walking through the woods.
Yeah.
And didn't think anything of it. And next thing I'm looking at, I'm pulling ticks off me everywhere.
Oh, wow.
None of them were in me. Okay. But when I went to go to the bathroom, okay, on my male private part, he was totally embedded in there. And he must have made his way right up my shorts, through my underwear.
Oh.
And do you know what it was like having to think about having to pull him out? But it wasn't that bad.
Wow.
Oh, and you did it yourself.
Well, what else was I going to do? I definitely wasn't going to the hospital and say, hey, doc, take a look at this.
I remember finding one on my head when I was in second grade in the classroom, and it was like, oh, something itched, and I scratched my head, and I felt it, and I grabbed it, and I pulled it off, and I threw it. And I don't know where it went. I don't know if it went on another kid, or I don't know where it went. All I know is I just grabbed it and threw it across the room.
Oh, boy.
I'm Lori Brooks. Be sure that you get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com. You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Simro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, top daily pet cancer awareness tips. Pet cancer awareness is more than a month-long event for me. In fact, it's been part of my life for several years now, as both of my dogs developed cancer. Zoe had successful surgery to extend her life, but still has cancer. And as some of you know, my best friend and my inspiration, Sugar, passed away just 10 days after being diagnosed with cancer. So for me, cancer is more than something that millions of dogs and cats get. It's something that changed my life and my pets' lives forever. I want to keep awareness going for everyone that we care about. The numbers are staggering and the impact is numbing. To begin with, there are more than 100 types of cancers found in pets. Cancer can be found in our pet's skin, bones, breast, head, neck, lymph system, abdomen, and testicles, just to name a few of the more common areas. There's a lot of places where it can occur and present itself, thus the importance of the weekly snout-to-tail checks. And if you get that unfortunate cancer diagnosis, it's not necessarily a death sentence these days. In fact, work with your vet to find the treatment program that fits best for you and your pet. There are many ways to treat and address cancer in a pet. Many of them are terms that you've heard for human patients, including surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, cryotherapy, and hypothermia, and many others. And I know that when Zoe was diagnosed, it was at an early stage, and her vet noted that I was a vigilant pet parent to notice it. That would not have been the case without speaking to so many wonderful, devoted experts in this field and listening to them about what to look for. So to pay it forward, I'm sharing a few common signs that should raise concern and spark a discussion with a qualified vet or specialist. They are abnormal swelling that persists or grows, loss of appetite, weight loss of energy or stamina, difficulty in breathing or going to the bathroom, or bleeding or discharges from any body opening. All of these should naturally raise a red flag that something's out of the norm and you need to discuss it with your vet. Again, don't panic or get wildly emotional, as your pet, your vet, and your family need you to have the strength and clarity to be the pet parent they trust you to be. Sadly, this occurrence is something that many of us will experience due to a variety of factors, and there's no simple answer to the question we'll all inevitably ask: why and how did this happen? Thankfully, there are many ways to address it and many who are working on even more solutions. The word cancer is scary and devastating, but I leave you with this gem from Alfred Lord Tennyson: 'Tis better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all. Be aware of the signs and seek out solutions for your individual situation. And never forget how lucky we are to have them in our lives for as long as they are with us. Share your pet cancer stories and more on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Studies are showing that the common goldfish may be a lot smarter than we thought. 9-year-old Kyle Pomerlow agrees. Kyle and his dad decided they'd try to train the goldfish to do something. They first bought a finger soccer kit from a dollar store and rewarded Albert with food every time he swam near the net. As soon as Albert got the net trick, they added a ball. Soon Albert was trained to push the ball into the goal for a treat. The father and son training team have heard from so many people eager to learn how to train their own fish, they've now started selling fish training manuals from their fish school website. They say it takes about 5 or 6 training sessions a day for about 3 weeks to teach most goldfish how to swim through a hoop. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely f***ed up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging. But me!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.
Men, if you're like me, You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
Get ready to discover amazing experiences you can share with your pets. Don Pets Welcome Here, the hour-long TV special that sniffs out the best places to stay, play, and dine with the furry members of your family. To find out where you can see Pets Welcome Here, go to PetsWelcomeHere.tv and check out the schedule for the TV station in your area. If you don't see your local station, ask them to schedule Pets Welcome Here. Pets Welcome Here. Exciting adventures you can share with your pet.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's V-I-A-G-E-N-Pets.com.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Red Barn canned food for cats and dogs is grain and gluten-free.